Whiting Harbor is not a big patch of water, but it's big enough for Devex, or Didemnum vexillum, to have gotten a toehold in Alaska. And it's not letting go. Devex likely hitched a ride to Sitka over a decade ago on equipment for an oyster farm. That oyster farm is long gone, but Devex has spread to the seafloor, and there's nothing really to stop it except Tammy Davis.
That sounds great. We're going to spike this chlorine, take a sample, and then we'll come find him.
Davis is a sport fish biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game who's leading the effort to eradicate Devex. The invasive sea squirt has blanketed the seafloor in once productive fishing grounds on the U.S. eastern seaboard, creating underwater deserts. That's exactly what Davis doesn't want to see happen in Alaska.
Yeah, that guy was just perched right up on top of the Devex, way happier there than anywhere else.
She takes me aboard her dive skiff, one of three working test plots in Whiting Harbor. The boat is piloted by Cody Jacobson, a sport fish biologist from Palmer. The divers are Scott Forbes, a commercial fisheries biologist from Juneau, and Jeff Mucci, a dive safety officer with Fish and Wildlife. In the next boat are two more Comfish divers and a representative from the Bureau of Land Management, which owns the tidelands in Whiting Harbor. The third skiff is manned by two scientists from the Smithsonian Environmental Research Center. Anchored about a quarter mile away, outside of the infested area, is the 105-foot state-owned research vessel Kestrel with three crew members. For a state that's having trouble making ends meet, a lot of money is going into stopping Devex. Davis says it's a deliberate choice.
In terms of invasive species, whether they're terrestrial, freshwater, aquatic, or marine, there's always that question of, do you invest money today to prevent having to spend a lot more money later to deal with a larger problem?
Because several agencies are involved, Davis doesn't have an exact number. Somewhere in the six-figure range, certainly. Devex eradication was funded in last year's state budget for capital projects with the advocacy of Sitka's municipal government and both state legislators. There is a lot riding on stopping it here in Sitka. We pull alongside the Smithsonian skiff, and I go aboard to talk with Ian Davidson.
There are things in the bay here that eat it. They just don't control it.
Things like leather sea stars. Davidson is originally from the south coast of Ireland. He now works for the Smithsonian in Maryland. He designed this assault on Devex, and it's chemical warfare. The dive teams are placing fabric domes about 8 feet square on the bottom and then pouring in either large amounts of salt, chlorine, or lime dust.
You're in 20 feet. You might need a little more slack.
Yep.
The treatments should kill the Devex, according to Davidson and his colleague Michelle Marafini, and possibly most everything else under the dome.
If you want to try and get rid of this problem, then there'll be a temporary hit to non-target species in Whiting, but all of the local species will recolonize. So this whole area would go back to the way it was without Devex in it.
Marafini lives in California, where there are hundreds of documented invasions of various species on land, in freshwater, and in the ocean. Devex is there too. It's also been found in Oregon and Washington. The next closest site to Sitka is about 600 miles away in British Columbia. This distance is the key to beating Devex in Alaska.
Usually we catch an invasion kind of too late. It's already spread further than we can control. This one is isolated. It's pretty far from the next population. This is our best chance of success at kind of an eradication experiment.
The experiment exposes Devex to high concentrations of salt, chlorine, or lime for about 4 hours. The divers will then pull up the domes, and 3 weeks later, Davidson and Marafini will return to see what agent was most effective in killing Devex. Once they have an answer, they'll design a bay-wide attack. It takes 3 weeks to know whether you've killed Devex. It grows in dense colonies that look like slime to the naked eye. It's sometimes called sea vomit. Tammy Davis has asked her divers, and I'm sorry to use this expression, to bring some up for me.
This color is variable. We tend to see, when it's growing on rocks, it tends to be a little more sort of cream colored, whereas this is quite orange. It also seems like it gets this orangey color later in the summer.
Devex is often mistaken for a native sponge, but it looks dangerous on the deck of the boat. It feels like a lab tech has pulled a vial of measles virus out of storage. The divers joke that I could take it home and put it in my aquarium. I would do it if I knew that I could kill Devex just by pouring in some salt. We won't know if this trick works, though, for another 3 weeks.
Yeah, we'll get in touch.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey. Okay.